Lights, camera, action. On this week's breaking news, Disney is coming out with their latest set. We have a bunch of LEGO Ideas contests you can enter, and will LEGO be appearing in San Diego Comic-Con? Stay tuned for this week's breaking news to find out.
But first, I want to talk about a really cool store, a Brick Monarch Shop. This website is designed for all those AFLs out there that are looking for some great t-shirts with classic logos, some home decor you can put on your walls, such as shields, and some other great iconic aspects from the LEGO history. You can head over to the link in our description for Brick Monarch Shop, and you can get a discount of 10% off using BackToBrick10. That's BackToBrick10, the number 2. So head over there so you can get some really cool AFL swag. All right, now let's get to the breaking news.
Lego.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Back to Brick. I'm your host, Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow AFLs about their LEGO designs, and we get down to the breaking news every week to talk about all things LEGO has been up to for the past week. Thank you again for all the returning listeners and for all the new listeners out there. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can do so on any of your podcast listening apps so you can stay up to date on some really fun and exciting news, as well as some special episodes. One that happened just recently for us was the LEGO Inside Tour conversation with my wife and I about our trip there this past May. We had a blast. It was such a cool experience and a highly recommended adventure for every LEGO fan to make the pilgrimage to the LEGO House and Billund. It is expensive, but totally worth it. You can hear about our time there and what we did, seeing all the things we got to see, talking to people, interacting. It was just a bunch of fun. And what was really fun was releasing some images and podcast episode early to our Patreons. Our patrons over on Patreon have been super supportive of the podcast since the beginning, because a lot of them have been around for a long time. And Dylan Evans, Jimmy Tucker, Ryan S., David, and Cam Russell have been some amazing LEGO studs there supporting the podcast over on Patreon. And I highly encourage everyone to come and join us on the team so you can support the channel and get some really cool gifts and interactions, as well as episodes without ads and getting them early. So I always like to promote that, because then you get to enjoy the news and see what's out there earlier than everybody else. This week was a short week based on the 4th of July weekend. I did a lot of building. I'm currently working on the Rivendell set. I need to fill up the shelf that I finally got, and a lot of the boxes are still, well, boxes, and they need to be built. I did finish a LEGO for a LEGO Ideas contest, which I'll be talking about, and I also built something else that is not related to any of that, just some side project that I really enjoyed. And I think that everybody out there, if you're still hot, because it's hot all over the United States and probably around the world, you should go inside and build some LEGO. You can even bring your laptop out and do it as well if you know how to use Studio. If you don't, well, I'm trying to figure out a way to help those that do not know how. So stay tuned for, of course, more evolving things in my life. So enough of my yammering on here. We're going to get into the breaking news. And this week, we're also going to do a set review, as we always do. This time, it's going to be set 10320, the Eldorado Fortress. And it's the newest set. It came out just recently, this July 1st. So if you're interested in getting it, this might be a fun way to see my perspective, as well as the community's perspective on how the set is. All right, let's get into the breaking news. So first, we're going to start with LEGO Ideas, because there are three contests right now. Well, two are finished and one you can still submit in. The first one is the LEGO Ideas Me, Myself, and I, which was a contest to design something that you could do alone. And I did build a sandcastle as well as surfing, and, well, they weren't chosen. There are a total of, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 finalists, and they're going to pick the one set that will actually become a gift with purchase. And this gift with purchase had to be a minimum of 150 pieces to 250 pieces. And what is really cool is the ones that are chosen they're not bad. There are a few that I don't think qualify. Just kidding. Everybody qualifies. Everybody has amazing designs and ideas, so they get to have the chance to get a vote in. So if you have a LEGO Ideas account, then you can go over and vote. You get one vote, so pick the right one, or, well, the one you like the most. There are a lot of really cool ones, such as reading, plants, piano, some solitaire, all really fun ideas for doing things by yourself. The next one that has come up is LEGO Ideas contest 100 Years of Fairy Tales, which was a set for Disney that will go on to become a set for, I believe, Target as an official set. This set itself will have a few smaller rewards, but the big reward, of course, is when you get your set sold, you get a percentage of the pricing or the sale price. There were a total of 5 selected. Mine was, again, not selected. I had a few of them in there. My favorite one was the Mary Poppins house, which I'll still probably submit as well, just to the community, because I thought it was good, and you can enjoy Mary Poppins if that was one of your favorite Disney movies. Some the 5 that were selected were Dumbo, Fantasia, the Walking Broomsticks with water, Bambi, Tinkerbell, and then Disney Magic, which has Mickey with the magic hat and a bunch of things flying out, which is going to be the one that wins, of course. It is a really nice set, and they did a great job designing it. So you can go over and do the same thing. You can cast your one vote and decide on what you want to see made. And finally, the one that you can actually still enter. You can enter the contest for exhibiting your creation in the Lego house. There are 3 main categories. One is vintage transportation, another is all seasons, and then celebrating classics. You will get some really cool sets just exclusive to the Lego house, as well as the A-frame and Tales of the Space Age. That's what it is. And then you get your set displayed in the Lego house for a year. That's super cool. These designs are super unique, and because you can go almost anywhere based on the stipulations of how you want to do the builds, gives that extra level of creativity. So I highly recommend you submit it. There are 32 days left, and you can get your model displayed at the Lego house, which I did last year. I think I won with 2, so they had the opportunity to see that area, and one is, I think, still in Lego land at this point, which I talked about in my inside tour. And I actually designed one for this as well. It's a airship, which I thought was a cool vintage style transportation. It even has an interior showing of it as well, so you can check that out and maybe leave me a comment or a like to promote it, because the more comments it seems, the more likely they're to notice it and consider it for moving forward. Disney is celebrating its 100th anniversary. I don't know if I've told you that enough, because I don't think Lego and Disney have either. They're creating a brand new product, the Disney 100th Anniversary Cinema Camera Set. And I've got to say, it's awesome. It's a $100 set that has the old school reels on it. It even has a photo strip that runs down the side and to the bottom that displays some classic artwork and photo scenes that have done up in Lego design. But the coolest thing is they have Walt Disney finally in a Lego set. It also comes with Mickey and Minnie in black and white and 2 new figures, Bambi and Dumbo. There are so many new figures that you can collect throughout these newer sets. It'll be available on September 1st, and it'll go alongside some, others that we've talked about. I think you can actually even open it up and see some of the scenes. Maybe it even has a light feature so you can see them like they did for the Gift with Purchase this past week. Although, I don't know, I think it's better. It's just a beautiful set, and especially for $100. For a while, there have been 2 sites that you can upload some of your digital designs. You can do it on BrickLink and Rebrickable. Well, BrickLink is going to be going outside of its normal area, which is primarily selling bricks and minifigures from different sites. They're going to be doing some pop-up stores around the country, well, and the world. And what they're doing is they're going to be selling some of the mocks designed by people on the site. It's the first time they'll ever be doing this, and it's based on the pieces that are on BrickLink, similar to Pick a Brick. And some of my friends actually have been notified that, like, hey, we'd love to have your set part of the pop-up store. You can purchase the digital instructions as well as some of the pieces when people come to the pop-up. It's a really fun idea. Pop-up stores are super popular because it kind of does almost an exclusivity style to it, and you can buy some of the cool designs from people all over the AFL community, and some of your favorites might even appear from the BrickLink Design Gallery. So we're not sure when they'll pop up, get it, pop up, but I'll let you know once I do. Amazon is coming up on their Prime Day deals. They're doing another Prime Day, which I feel like they do every other week at this point, but there's some great sets out there that you might not have yet that you can go buy at a discount on Amazon. One notable one is the Grogu figure, which is $71. That's a 21% savings. Another big savings is actually the N1 Starfighter at $36. That's almost a 40% savings. And some other notable ones are, well, across all of them, really. There's Lord of the Rings, some classic ones that have very minimal because they are retired sets. So they have discounts like that. Another one, let's see, Marvel is a good one. The Iron Man armor building set, which is $55. It's a 40% savings. And they'll probably continue to update it. So you can check these out on Amazon while the sales last. Lego has come out with now three Harry Potter castles, one that came out in 2018, one that came out in 2023, and another, actually, that came out in 2023. The two larger scale models have made an impact with the Lego community because, well, there's a lot of divide. One is the Disney castle that came out in 2018 was just the micro scale. It's just the full build. And it is very nice. I have it. It was one of the top sets that I wanted to get. I do like micro scale builds. And the other is actually a combination of all the other Harry Potter sets. So if you bought them separately, so the Grand Hall, the bridge, the clock tower, all those you could buy over the past couple of years, then you put them all together, it creates the large scale model. The great thing about that one is it has a playability features because it is at minifigure scale. But the other problem is you'd have to have bought all those sets before, and having they could have like promoted at the beginning, like, hey, buy this set and you'll continue to build and build and build, fill in like a dark shadow of the castle itself. So it's hard to go with that. One is those sets are sold individually. The other, the Harry Potter large scale castle from 2018, is already retired. The only other option you have is to buy the micro scale model of it, or the micro scale model. I don't know. The smaller model that doesn't fit any of the figures in it, which is a nice display piece because it's not too big and it does capture the same features and at a lower price point. So you decide if you want to go back and buy all the sets, be my guest. I just buy the small one. There's a company that's been trying to buy LEGO Masters for quite some time now. And, well, they just did it. For $27.2 million, STV has confirmed they've acquired LEGO Masters from Greenbird Media. Now, this gives them the rights to the LEGO Masters name and using it as, well, continuing to build that brand as it is traveling all across the world. And it is a London-based or Scottish-based company that's bought this London company, Greenbird. We're going to have to see how they expand. Are they going to change up the show itself? Who knows? It could be a good way to build on how the show has been progressing or not. They could expand too fast, similar to what Star Wars did recently in the past couple years. But I digress. LEGO Masters is still fun. Hopefully it'll continue and expand to others so that they can participate as well. LEGO's chief marketing officer, Julia Golden, has sat down and did a discussion on how she's kept good relations and built them with some iconic brands, some things such as Star Wars and Marvel, and the newest one, well, not, I guess not new, it's been a while, but it just keeps growing, the Formula One brand. And she talks about in this video how building the relationship comes with a partnership style and, you know, a mutual benefit, understanding each brand and how they impact each other. So from the kids' perspective and the adult side, and it's a great way of understanding how businesses run, and having LEGO Group be such an impact in the global economy as well as the global brand. It is the most recognized and the highest rated place to work and also the number one toy company in the world. So I'm going to post the video in the description so you can watch that. It's not too long and it gives you a really fun insight into some of the inner workings at LEGO. Yet again, LEGO VIP points are going to dwindle here as those people who are interested in signed copies of LEGO sets are going to want to put their name in for this. So you can now try to win a copy of the LEGO Icons 10320 El Dorado Fortress, which is what we're going to be talking about later today, from the designer himself. It's $50 points per entry, and you can enter up to 2,500 points, and you might be able to win this. It goes until August 3rd. So there's a lot of people probably enter it. It's about $215. So that's a pretty good savings if you do win. And it's fun to have a signed box by the designer. And then if you still want to build it, you can. I would just all cut the box out with the signature and you can frame that above or have it as a base for the set itself. I think that's a really fun idea. And so get out there and spend some points. Maybe you'll win. So in the United States, there's some pharmacies, such as Walgreens, that sometimes have Lego sets. And the most recent one actually has been showing up as a 75% discount on an $80 set. So that's a pretty big discount. And the set is from the Disney line. It is set 43196 Beauty and the Beast Palace. And at 75% discount, that's only $20. That's a pretty big drop from $80. And especially for the piece count and the design of it, I would get over to Walgreens as fast as you can. Maybe they will have the set and you'll get lucky enough to have that discount. Another Lego vehicle has been revealed. The last one we had was the Land Rover Defender, which wasn't that long ago, and now they're coming out with a brand new one. This is the 1961 Chevrolet Corvette, and it has, of course, the iconic red design to it, the four headlights in the front, and a removable rooftop with a new printed windshield. There's some other iconic pieces that have been modified for some detail. One specifically I noticed right away was there's a banana on the front grille section of it for the bumper. It totals in at 1,210 pieces. It'll cost you $150. It's a little over a foot long and about 5.5 inches wide. And the best part is it's small, so you don't have to need a full garage for one or $150,000 to buy one. They are a beautiful vehicle, a classic Chevy car, and having a Corvette itself like this is very cool. I don't really care for the newest one, the Stingray is nice, but the ones from the early 2000s and 90s are crap. This is the classic one, and at $150, it's a pretty good deal. You can find it in your Lego store online on August 1st. Another art piece has been revealed that you can go out and buy here soon. It's called the Modern Art 31210. It's a cost of $50 and 805 pieces. And you might think, wow, that's a great deal. It is such a good piece count price. And you're not wrong, but let's just say it's weird. I mean, modern art is weird in itself. But it's just a bunch of pieces that you kind of put in different patterns. So circles, squares, triangles, all that. And it's an 18 plus rated set. Not really sure why. I don't think it's probably that complicated to build. And I wouldn't buy it. I mean, they have a bunch of different designs, which is cool if you're into that. But it just doesn't really add to anything. It has the cool coloring features. So it's got the turquoise, reds, oranges, blues, pinks, whites, all that. But in general, it's going to be more for a piece collector to want to get other than actually putting on your wall. There's a TV company in the UK, ITVX, that is looking to branch out. They're doing now dedicated channels specifically for kids. And so they're adding two new channels. And one of them will be entirely dedicated to Lego. These are called Two Fast Channels, and it'll be ITVX Kids. And they're going to have one service that's dedicated to a bunch of the other, kids shows. So we've got Hotel Transylvania, Tara Duncan, and Bob the Builder, which I didn't even know Bob the Builder was still going. But the other channel is going to be focused on Lego. We're going to have Marvel Superheroes, Lego Ninjago, Lego Dreams, which is the newest one, Lego Jurassic World. There are so many different, aspects to it that'll be really creative to add to the channel. I wonder if they'll be able to do some of those Star Wars ones or it'll just remain on Disney. And there are at least 1,000 hours of content that they can add to this. And with kids, honestly, I mean, are they going to want to watch things more than once? Of course. So they're going to want to watch it like 80 times. So who needs 1,000 hours? Kids are going to enjoy this and have that channel. I wish it was in the United States. I'd probably watch it too. For all those people that are playing 2K racing, there, of course, are a bunch of ways you can get cars, different packages you can buy, you can design them. But if you want a free one that is based on a real Lego set, I've got a code for you. There was a Lego publication or the Lego Life magazine that actually had a code inside that you can use to get a Lego set. It would be set 60053 race car. And it has like the octane design to it, red and white with a big spoiler on the back. The code is AFVJ50K. So you can get that for free. It's a 96-piece virtual version of it. Then you can race around and enjoy some more cars to play with in the open world game of 2K racing. The University of Virginia has decided, well, why don't we make some things that are iconic to our school out of Lego and sell them? Now, I'm not sure if they can actually sell them as Lego. I'd have to look into that. Maybe they're just instructions, but you can pick these up in some of the stores that are debuting at the bookstore itself. The Alberman Library in its current state. Fun with the Tow Truck at Scott Stadium. The Lawn at Night. 7 Day Junior. And the construction site next to the Dell Pond. I don't know what any of those mean. But if you're a University of Virginia fan or alumni, you can go get these at the bookstore. If you like designer videos and want to see some of the behind the scenes of how they come about those builds, you can actually watch one of them go through a breakdown of his favorite Lego sets that he's designed. Jordan Scott walks through some of the things that he's built from Star Wars to the Lego movie. So he actually built Metal Beard. He also built Anakin's custom Jedi Starfighter. So many really fun sets that we all enjoy. And you can hear the stories behind how they were done. It's about 17-minute video. So he breaks it down pretty detailed. So you can go over and watch this. I put the link in the description to the YouTube video of it and enjoy learning more from the designer. So early in the podcast, I talked about the Lego Gift with Purchase, and it was a really nice set. It does have some quirks to it, but I did like the video camera where you press the button. It does show a cool 3D print, or excuse me, a translucent print of a video screen. Well, it's sold out, and you can't buy it online anymore. You can try to find it in a store near you, but yeah, it seemed to be very popular. Having a dedicated Mickey minifigure and the 100th logo, and I think it would sell specifically for the video camera, but you do have to spend $100 and of just specifically Disney 100th anniversary. So it's hard to determine which one it is, but if you want to buy the Disney castle or you can buy the Pixar house, those are some that'll get you to that price point if they still have them. So if you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know there are a lot of activities for kids. So they have games as well as like basketball, pool activities, water slides, all of those fun things. But what about a Lego-themed cruise? It seems that there's a company in the Asian Pacific that is doing these. It's called Resorts World Cruise Ships. We'll actually have 2 to 3 day cruises from Hong Kong to Taiwan that'll be Lego-themed. It's from July 12th through August 30th. You can sail aboard and have some fun opportunities, such as photo shoots with the captain and sailors as mascots. Brickcation packages, they include Lego workshops and box sets and famous game pieces. There are going to be a lot of displays around the ship as well. And then once you participate in some of these activities, you can actually get a fun certificate that does feature, of course, the Lego captain in his minifigure boat style, saying that you've set sail with Lego and had a blast on your cruise. As we all know, being a kid is just fun, and this just makes it better. And hopefully the adults even find some of this activity, or the kids are distracted enough that the parents can go and relax by the pool. I'm a huge fan of the TV show Ted Lasso. I was very disappointed that it ended this past season, but it ended on a high note, and the best things end when they're on top. And there was a promotional package that actually featured a Lego minifigure. This promotional package had some the sign Believe. It even had the coat rack that looked like a tree. And of course, as I said, a Lego minifigure of Ted Lasso. Now, people are wondering if this is truly a Lego minifigure from Lego, which I'm doubting, because I've seen this be made by a couple of the minifigure designers around the Aveful community. You can even go find one and buy it yourself. So if you want it in this package of promotion set, I don't know if you're going to find that, but you can definitely find one online. He even has his iconic shades, but he needs his visor. I don't know if they probably just didn't make a 3D mold for that, just using some basic pieces from the LEGO minifigure catalog. So if you like Ted Lasso and want some of these figures, you can go find them online, or you can try to seek out somebody that was part of this promotional package, and just go watch Ted Lasso if you haven't. And our final bit of news is LEGO at Comic-Con. It doesn't look like they're going. They don't have anything on the portal showing that LEGO is going to be there. Usually they put the events of who's going to be there, such as Marvel, DC, in the booths, and that they'll have. And especially you want to plan it out pretty far in advance, because it takes a lot of time to get that all set up and transported over to San Diego. And it's expensive. So a lot of people are interested in who will be there. But when you look, and LEGO just does not come up. They might not be attending because of the backlash that they received from the exclusive sets that they were selling, specifically not only in the Asian region, but at Comic-Con. And there was so much backlash because, well, the resale value just shot through the roof. I mean, if you try to find them now, they're so expensive, especially like the original ones of the Iron Man and Captain America minifigures. So maybe they're just not sticking around to do that anymore. And I'm okay with that. The exclusives were cool. They stopped in 2019. You could buy them in 2020 online, which I think I got every single one of them. But it was a limited quantity, and most of them should have been able to go to everybody in the LEGO community. So we'll have to see if they actually do show up. Right now, it's showing that they're not. So if you do find them when you go to Comic-Con, let us know, send some pictures, and see if there is anything exclusive that will be for sale there. And that's all the breaking news we have this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. If you want to support the podcast even more, become a patron on our Patreon. You'll be a LEGO stud and completely indebted. I will be completely indebted to you. And you'll get some really fun things to add to your LEGO collection and Back to Brick merchandising. Now we're going to dive into our set review of set 10320. And it is the El Dorado Fortress. Brand new, just came out. It's a LEGO Icon set. It's an 18 plus set, has 2,509 pieces. You'll get 1,397 VIP points, and it comes with 8 minifigures. It's 11 inches tall, 28 inches wide, and 10 inches deep. The set itself is very reminiscent of the classic set that, well, it's based off of from the 1990s, I believe, or 1980s. It is a white base castle with the iconic base plate that came with it that had a running ramp to it. That was just one complete mold with some printing, and now they've built it, which it does look nice, but it does take up a lot of pieces, especially with the base itself too, which is just built with bricks. That takes a lot of parts, and it being a $215 set, you're getting about a 10 cent piece count, which is good, but overall, I'm not sure if it is worth it based on just the design. The design is cool, I'll give them that. Just the size of the build. It does come with a schooner as well, and a little rowboat to go with it. You can separate the build and build an extended version of it. There actually are cave systems underneath it, which add a little bit detail that I think is warranted, but the problem is it's on the back. Same with a bunch of other sets that we have, so you can display it however you want. They do come with a crane system that you can pick up and lower cargo into the ship itself, and the minifigures are redesigns from the original, and they have the classic sailor printing. There's even a monkey included, and of course pirates. All in all, it is a nice callback to the pirates theme itself. This is similar to the Lion Knight's Castle, but on a different scale that I don't think I'm going to be purchasing. But if you have a history and a love of the pirate series, this one is a great callback and rebrand that you'll definitely enjoy and have a fun time building and displaying. All right, that's all I have. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the podcast. As always, I'll be back next week to talk about the news. So I'll leave you, as I always do, get creative, get out there, and go build something.